Good morning for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2014. NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton said the Staten Island grand jury is expected to reach a decision this week on an indictment in the Eric Garner case. Garner, who was unarmed, died in a police chokehold in July after being arrested. In November, the grand jury heard from its final witness, Daniel Pantaleo. He was the cop seen on a widely watched amateur video, which showed him wrapping his arm around Garner's neck as Garner yelled, "I can't breathe." Sources close to the Staten Island grand jury investigation say it may vote today on whether there was any criminal wrongdoing in the police chokehold death.
4 full months, August through November, the lowest homicides for those 4 months since our modern approach to crime statistics began in 1994. And overall crime statistics, the strongest we have had in those 23 years. It's an extraordinary achievement.
Mayor Bill de Blasio, Police Commissioner Bill Bratton, and others held a news conference at Ingersoll Public Housing in Brooklyn on Tuesday. They presented figures which show a reduction in crime throughout the city. This comes as the city braces for a Staten Island grand jury decision on whether to indict Officer Pantaleo. Overall crime has fallen 4.4% from this time a year ago. Homicides are down 6.8% from the end of November 2013, according to police statistics. De Blasio said the city experienced its safest August to November period since 1993. That's when the CompStat system was introduced to track crimes. The number of stops and frisks are down. The police tactic, which federal judge Shira Shinlin ruled discriminated against blacks and Latinos, is down. Stops are down 79% in the first three quarters of 2014. And marijuana arrests are down 61% since the administration changed its policy 2 weeks ago to stop making arrests for small amounts of marijuana. The mayor said one of the surest ways to fix the relationship between the police and communities it polices is through police body cameras. The body camera pilot program begins this week in New York City. Officer training begins today. Commissioner Bratton said the cameras will be up and running in some of the target precincts by the weekend. The reform is championed by many who want to monitor police conduct. The active monitoring period has ended for the last of the 114 healthcare workers who cared for New York City's Ebola patient, Dr. Craig Spencer. He got out of Bellevue Hospital Center on November 11th after he was declared Ebola-free. The city has been monitoring hospital EMS and laboratory workers involved in his care as a precaution. In Washington, the House has unanimously approved a bill to shut a loophole that allowed suspected Nazi war criminals to be paid millions of dollars in Social Security benefits. The legislation came after an AP investigation in October. It revealed that benefits were paid to dozens of former Nazis after they were forced out of the U.S. If they agreed to go voluntarily or simply fled the country before being deported, they could keep their benefits. For example, former Auschwitz guard Jacob Denziger, who fled the U.S. in 1989 and lives in Croatia, collects a Social Security payment of about $1,500 a month. The legislation passed Tuesday terminates benefits for Nazi suspects who lost their American citizenship. It's a step called denaturalization. Experts say a proposed overhaul of New York City's criminal justice system to better treat mentally ill and drug-addicted suspects is an encouraging step. But mental health workers, inmate advocates, and others say de Blasio's $130 million 4-year reforms face challenges. De Blasio has proposed diverting many such inmates to treatment centers instead of the problem-plagued Rikers Island jail complex. He also wants police training to identify such suspects, drop-off treatment centers, and leeway for judges to order supervised release. Experts caution that's not so easy, saying housing shortages and complicated bureaucracies will pose problems. Roughly 40% of New York's 11,000 daily inmates are mentally ill. Many of them repeatedly cycle through jail because there's nowhere else for them to go. And finally, public school advocates are announcing a campaign targeting the hedge fund managers who they say wield too much power over New York schools. The activists, including one-time gubernatorial candidate Zephyr Teachout and Working Families Party leaders, said on Tuesday that hedge funders have bought control over schools through campaign contributions to Governor Cuomo and state Senate Republicans. Hedge fund leaders have backed policies such as merit raises for teachers and raising the cap on privately run charter schools. The activists who rallied in front of New York City's Department of Education said charter schools make money by draining public funds. During last month's election, Cuomo said he wanted to end the public education monopoly. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.